You know, obviously, you know, we faced one of the better running backs in the game earlier this year, and did a pretty good job. So, you know, I wouldn't say that his mobility should be an issue.
Yeah.
Mike, what do you attribute the better run defense that you guys have played in the last few weeks? What do you chalk that up to?
Better execution.
Nothing else beyond that.
No. It's that simple.
Why does that happen? Like, what? We're all of a sudden in week 13, you guys are executing better than week 5 or week 8 or week 10 or whatever it is.
Pretty much just trying to get guys to stop trying to play above the X's and O's. You know, pretty much just knowing what we have to do and like just going out and doing it and not trying to do anything else.
Do you think you guys are better off against bigger backs than you are against maybe speed backs? Speed backs seem to give you guys maybe a tougher challenge.
It doesn't really make a difference. I mean, as long as we're playing our defense and playing, you know, the way we're supposed to play it, it really doesn't matter.
Is Matty Ice a well-deserved nickname?
Oh, yeah, I think so. You know, just, for him to come in, earlier in his year, being a rookie and having the season that he had, and, he's been productive ever since, I think he deserves it.
Michael, how impressed have you been with Jaquan Williams this season?
Very. You know, he's come a long way. You know, started out the year, he didn't really have much of a role, and then, obviously some guys went down, and, he stepped up, and he's been getting better, every week.
After that Green Bay play when he kind of gambled, I think it was a 24-yard pass play, it led to, led to the game winning field goal. Did you guys talk to him at all, try and give him some confidence and stay with it?
We talked to him. It was just one play. You can't let one play really get you down. Those guys get a check just like we get one. So, they're going to make plays from time to time.
Do you think this is the best Kiwi has looked as a linebacker? Do you think he's starting to look more like a linebacker and less like a defensive end playing linebacker?
I think he still looks like a hybrid to me. he does it all. Not just, like you said, playing linebacker, but, him playing, defensive end as well. The things that he does at linebacker, I think he's kind of got to the point where, he's not thinking anymore.
Sure.
He's just actually just going out and playing ball.
What's the biggest difference in terms of the experience of playing in Atlanta and here? Is it media? Is it just what is how do you compare the two experiences? I mean, outside of the actual football.
It's just different, different organization, different people. I guess you can't really go, any two places in the league and kind of compare the two and they'd be the same, so I don't really see any similarities.
But people in New York don't,
I mean, obviously, bigger media market.
Right. But from a New York perspective, that franchise has always sort of been, nondescript, but what's it feel like there? I mean, does it feel like a big deal? Or is college football such a big deal that it's not the same as here?
I mean, you can say college football is a big deal down there. You have a UGA and a Georgia Tech right up the street, so it's not as big.
Mike, you played with Turner in Atlanta. Is he a guy that you have to make sure he breaks a lot of tackles?
He's a bowling ball. he's tough to tackle. He's a... I'm not gonna say real short, but he's shorter, than a lot of backs that we've faced, and he's kind of stocky, so it's tough to, to get lower than he does.
Right, bowling ball, because once he kind of gets rolling, he's tough to.
It's hard to stop. Yeah.
So speaking of people of New York, different from Atlanta, what do you have to say to the fans of New York that you got this far?
Love the fans, man. it's been good. Obviously, we had our struggles throughout the early in the season. They let us know. But, we're here. We made the playoffs. They came out and they showed tremendous crowd support, during the Dallas game. And appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.